Listen now to a selection of news articles from around the world, from Vladimir Putin's new reality TV show to the exodus from Venezuela as the country's economic crisis continues.
Putin's new TV show, Russia. Vladimir Putin is the star of a new reality TV show devoted entirely to his weekly activities. Moscow, Kremlin, Putin. In the first episode, which praises the Russian president's wonderful physique and energy, we learn, from a Kremlin spokesman, that he doesn't just love children, but people in general. Even bears respect him. The Kardashians must be so envious. The state-sponsored show is being seen as a sign of Kremlin concerns about Putin's falling approval rating. Thousands of Russians took part in marches recently to protest the state's deeply unpopular plans to raise the state pension age.
Whale Sanctuary, Iceland. The world's first open-water sanctuary for beluga whales freed from captivity will soon open in an isolated bay off Iceland. Its first residents will be Little Grey and Little White, two female 12-year-old beluga whales who are living in an aquarium at Changfeng Ocean World in Shanghai. The whales are undergoing a beluga boot camp to prepare them for the 30-hour journey and their return to the sea 10 years after being captured in the White Sea, Russia.
Cannabis in your coca? USA. Cannabis-infused Coca-Cola. Is this a real thing? Perhaps. According to Canada's BNN Bloomberg Television, the drinks giant is in talks with Canadian producer Aurora Cannabis about developing marijuana-infused health drinks using an extract of cannabis. The extract, called cannabidiol, is the non-psychoactive ingredient in marijuana that calms pain and inflammation but doesn't get you high. Since several U.S. states, and more recently Canada, legalized marijuana for recreational use, the interest in cannabis-related products has boomed.
World's first drawing, South Africa. This criss-cross pattern of 9 red lines on a fragment of rock doesn't look like much, but scientists believe that the drawing, found in a cave in South Africa, is 73,000 years old, making it humanity's earliest known drawing. At first, the scientists thought the hashtag-like design was a natural feature. But after chemical tests, they concluded that the lines were drawn on the rock with a crayon made from red ochre. Their study, published in Nature, suggests that modern human behaviour is not as modern as once believed.
Idyllic village says no to cats. New Zealand. A village on New Zealand's South Island is considering radical measures to protect native wildlife, banning cats. Under the plans proposed by Environment Southland, cat owners in Umawi will have to neuter, microchip, and register their feline friends with local authorities. And after their cat dies, they will not be allowed to get another. The news has divided the community. It's like a police state, one told the Otago Daily Times. Cats, however, are natural-born killers, responsible for the death of billions of birds globally. New Zealand is home to over 200 native bird species, many of which are unique to the country.
Billionaire to the Moon, USA and Japan. The identity of the world's first moon tourist is a secret no more. Japanese fashion mogul Yusaka Maezawa has confirmed that he will be SpaceX's first passenger and that he has booked not one seat, but the entire rocket so he can invite 6 to 8 artists to join him. Maezawa would be the first person to go to the moon since 1972, when NASA landed 2 men on the lunar surface. The trip will last 4 to 5 days aboard the rocket, which will orbit the moon but not land. The guests have not been named, but they have time to pack. The launch date is planned for 2023, but even SpaceX boss Elon Musk admits that the deadline is a little optimistic.
Exodus from Venezuela. The exodus of migrants from Venezuela is building to a crisis moment, similar to that seen in the Mediterranean in 2015, the United Nations says. Since 2014, more than 2.3 million Venezuelans, that's 7% of the population, have left the country. Political instability, hyperinflation, and shortages of food and medicine are forcing them out. Oil, Venezuela's main export, helped make the country the richest in Latin America. But when oil prices fell in 2014, due largely to less demand from emerging economies, the country went into recession. The state's disastrous management of the economy has added to the misery. Today, at least 82% of the population live in poverty, and inflation is expected to reach 1,000,000% by the end of the year. In August, the pile of Bolivar banknotes needed to buy just one roll of toilet paper was higher than the roll itself. Colombia, Ecuador, Peru, and Brazil have received thousands of migrants from Venezuela in recent years, but they are struggling to cope with the continuing exodus. Officials from these countries recently met to try and find a way forward. Meanwhile, the question that everyone is asking about Venezuela is, how long can this go on?